Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 94, and it's Monday, May 7th, 2018. I am Narn.
And this is Ray.
Welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. But before we go to our stories, Ray, how have you been? We've been busy this week.
Oh no, I've been working on the bondage bed restoration.
That's right.
And it's together.
It actually looks good. Yeah, it sways a little, but hey, I guess it helps in the fantasy of, you know, getting plowed into it.
So I got some more work to do on it, but it's together, and it's sanded, painted, and put back together. So Joseph, thank you.
It looks like it's very, it can hold, 300 pounds, 400 pounds.
I think it can hold a lot more. We can probably put a whole cow up there.
Yeah, that's right. Slaughter it. That is good. So last weekend, Mike was in town, and we went, and Ray was there too. We went to Paul and Young's pool party. It's the Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Cinco de Mayo pool party that they had. And it was a lot of fun. Lots of friends, a lot of people that we haven't seen for months. And we just see them there. Yeah. And we were there, and then even people who we did not expect to be there are there. So it's a pool party. It's a nice. Thank you very much, Paul and Young. Did you get to drink or eat there at all?
Well, I ate some of the snacks. I wasn't too hungry because me and Timo went out for a big Cinco de Mayo lunch and had margaritas. So,
you know, nobody ate our potato salad. Mike and I slaved on that. We worked so hard on those potato salad. And that potato salad.
Well, I heard it's because the potato salads were kind of chewy because you didn't cook them all the way.
I did too. He's just saying that. It was good.
Well, potato salad at a hot summer event like that usually doesn't go over that well.
Really? So we should have just brought chips and salsa? I mean, that's good enough for Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah. Cookies.
Or cookies. Yeah, they had a lot of cookies there too. Okay, so yeah. So during the weekend, softball sucked, of course. We lost both games. But I did some cool moves and Mike was able to see it. And, you know, when your partner is watching, you're going to have to, you know, show off some moves.
Yeah.
Moves like Jagger. Anyway, so I was, we lost, but it was fun. It was second to the last. Next week, it's Mother's Day, so there's not we won't have a game, but the next week will be totally the last one for the season.
Yeah, well, don't think of yourself as a loser. Think of yourself as Mike's loser.
Mike's loser, okay.
Yeah.
So. I'm your loser, but I'm your loser, okay.
That's right, you're Mike's loser.
That's good to hear.
And speaking of Mike, I had to keep you preoccupied yesterday afternoon because Mike stayed in town to surprise you.
That's right.
And cook you a marvelous surprise dinner, and I had to keep you busy until it's time to send you home to eat.
Yeah.
But Maynard figured it out. He kept looking at the cameras at the house to see if Mike was there.
So I was wondering, what's he doing still at home? So I guess he was, I thought he would drive back on Sunday morning, but he drove back this Monday morning instead. It was good to have him, though. We got to watch Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. That's right. Yeah. That's what we watch. It's pretty hilarious. It's very... Yeah.
Is that the one where every sperm is saved?
Yes. Okay, that's right. Yes. And then when you... What is it? When you ejaculate, God becomes irate.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, so that was... it was a fun
weekend. Don't masturbate. God becomes irate because you ejaculate.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, so let us go to our stories for the week, Ray.
All right, I'll take this first one because I'm a big RuPaul's Drag Race person.
Yes, you are.
Allegedly, Maynard's not, but he acts like he's not. But I think secretly he watches the show.
I just watch it when Mike watches it at home and I get dragged into it.
So you're gay drag by association.
That's right. Okay. I'm gay drag by association.
Cards Against Humanity isn't exactly a family-friendly game, but we still love it nonetheless. And while the original game is still really funny, read really, really rude, we can't help but get excited when the theme versions of the cards are released. There's been plenty of unofficial ones, such as Harry Potter, as well as the Disney ones, and now you can get your hands on a pack of RuPaul's Drag Race inspired ones. Can I get an amen up in here? Cleverly named Cards Against Humanity, the game is themed around the beloved VH1 series and is available from Amazon, although it doesn't currently ship to the UK. Some of the cards read back rolls, fine art drag, a sequin dress.
Sequins.
Huh?
Sequins, right?
The sequins.
Sequins?
Sequins. Mm-hmm. You know those sparkly things on dresses?
Yeah.
You've had one on with sequins on it before.
I did not.
Yes, you have. Boging the house down, puppets, and $100,000. Classic RuPaul. A set of these hilarious bad boys comes with a price tag of $29.99. Your money will get you an instant digital PDF download, which includes 162 gray cards and 297 white cards. That's awfully racist. And it's similarly titled, Oh, the Rumanity. Each of the Weedy cards are almost identical in size to Cards Against Humanity ones, too. Some of the black cards read, What's it like in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? I was blank the whole time, and to be standing on that stage and not sniff, be commended for it, it's stupid. And why are you mad, though? And some of the answers on the white cards from the Etsy set are a supply of baby wipes and diaper creams for the Honest Company, the sweatiest woman in the show business, being in the Preggers mood, and a bar queen. Squirrel friends, you need one of these sets. So if you play Cards Against Humanity and you're a RuPaul friend, you can go find them. You check the link on the Gay Geek Bizarre page, Facebook page.
So just to be clear, it's Cards Against Rumanity.
Yeah.
Not with an H, but with an R.
Rumanity for
Rumanity. So it's for RuPaul.
So,
it's intriguing.
I might have to invest in a set of those. Then sure. Mike can play when he's in town and you'll lose because you won't know anything.
Probably not. What was the last time we ever played Cards Against Humanity?
I don't know because I got the whole set for Christmas and nobody will play with me.
I know. I guess it would be good for people who has not played with it before.
I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, so the best... Well, it would be funnier if it's a strip Cards Against Humanity. But this one's if you played... This one with,
or you have to get dressed up in drag and strip.
And strip from there.
Strip from there. If you lose,
would be interesting.
So,
all right, let's go to the next story. They called us a gold digger and a perv. Ex rugby star Sam Stanley, really? Oh, okay, I think I remember him. And a fiance of the gay men whom hate them for being in love.
Yeah, we talked about them a few months ago when they first came out about their relationship and stuff.
Yeah, so Sam Stanley and fiancé Lawrence Hicks have spoken about the hate they've received from gay men for being a couple. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hate from gay men?
I know, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah. So they say members of their community accused Sam of being gold digger and Lawrence a perv for their age gap relationship. Yeah, I saw the picture, they're pretty hot daddy. Anyway.
Well, yeah, Sam, the rugby player, is pretty hot himself. So
yeah, so they say members of their community accused Sam. Oh, yeah, I said that already. Yeah, the guys furthermore added that much of the vitriol was in response to this supportive odd op-ed published by Gay Star News at the time. The ex-rugby player and the travel expert went public with their relationship in 2015. Yeah, I remember talking about this a couple years ago. This followed Sam coming out as a gay in a national newspaper interview. Sam and Lawrence have opened up about their experience to support Digital Pride, the online festival, raising the profile of LGBTI issues, inclusivity and equality. Earlier this week, we published part one of our interview. They have an interview in this article.
Yeah, in this article.
In which they revealed all about their travel company, Inclusive Retreats. The guy set up the new LGBTI. What's I in LGBTI?
Inclusive.
Inclusive? Really?
I guess.
It's the first time I heard that. Focused tour operating service, which offers itineraries to countries such as Brazil, Thailand, and USA earlier this year. Discussing the online... reaction when they went public as a couple, Lawrence told us. We decided we wouldn't respond to the hate, but the interesting thing was other people were saying that what we really wanted to say for us. He furthermore added there was a negative reaction to the negative reaction to the gay community. So, Sam Lawrence, it's in inclusiveretreats.com. You can check that out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really sad that people,
yeah.
Even gay people.
I know. And see, in my relationship, there's a big age difference. There's an 18-year age difference.
Yeah, mine's 11.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mike's robbing the cradle.
Really, that's right.
So, but, you know, and I find this interesting because I think Sam is in his 30s.
Yeah.
And Lawrence is in his 50s, maybe a little older, maybe late 50s, early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Sam might be a little bit older, but I think he's in his 30s, and people are just freaking out because they're kind of daddy-boy couple.
Maybe they are. I've known a lot of people
like that.
Okay, I'll be honest. There are some couples who are like, 20-year-old gap, but I've seen that in a lot of Asian and Caucasian couples, especially in the Asians and Friends community, uh-huh. in different cities.
Yeah.
Here in Houston.
Because that's kind of like Asians and really old bears.
Yeah. Well, really old guys sometimes.
Yeah.
And oh gosh, I remember one couple, they had a 30-year gap. I believe so. I don't know what happened to them now. But that's a big gap. Yeah. And there was a time I even asked. I would claim being FOB, not that you shouldn't really be asking those questions. But I did ask, what do you have in common? I asked bluntly about them having a 30-year gap, and he said, "Oh, that's kind of personal." He said, "Well, he gave some excuse, but."
Well, no, I mean, I think people with big age gaps like that, they should talk about it, because it's like, now I know, because I've dated much younger guys, and I know it's very difficult when somebody's in their 20s for me to date them, because they're immature, they don't have the shit together,
mm-hmm.
It's this whole daddy issue thing usually, which is fun for the sex, and I'll admit that, but to actually have a real relationship, I think, there has to be a little bit maturity on both, one side or the other, and I think sometimes some age gaps is good, sometimes it's not. It all depends on the people. But it's like me and Timo, we have and we're both in the sci-fi horror stuff.
Yeah.
We both watch way too much TV. Mm-hmm. We're both kind of lazy.
Yeah.
And he worships the ground I walk on, and I worship the ground he walks on, so it's all good.
Oh, okay. Well, same as me and Mike. We have a pretty big age gap, but we both like concerts. We both like traveling. We like meeting other people. Eating. We like the restaurants.
Mike likes watching sports. You like playing a sport.
Yeah, that's right. You could say that. And I like going to the games with him. He likes watching the game. And I like watching the spectators, because mm-hmm. usually the spectators...
You get to watch the Bears.
The audience are the Bears.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, it's a big... at some point, there will be... You can find, even though you have a big age gap, that you can find some kind of commonality.
And I see that. It's a lot of people say that stuff. Oh, he's just a gold digger and stuff. And I can kind of see that in some people. But also I see some people that's like, they just want somebody more mature that's stable and got their stuff settled down. And it's harder to find that in some younger guys.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to the geek.
On to the geek. DC Comics' new streaming service now has a name and a landing page. Last year, Warner Brothers and DC Entertainment announced they were launching a new digital streaming platform that would include both animated and live-action series. Now that service has a name, DC Universe, and an official landing page at the DC Comics website.
Sounds generic for DC, because the DC Universe anyway.
The landing page describes the platform as a first-of-its-kind immersive digital experience designed for DC fans, with access to exclusive original series. Several shows have already been announced for the platform, including the animated Young Justice Outsiders, the live-action adaptation of DC's Titan Comics, and an animated series focused on fan-favorite Harley Quinn.
Really?
Yep.
Today, following?
Yeah, Harley Quinn's a big girl favorite. Today it was announced that the live-action Swamp Thing series would be coming to the service. Based on the comics by Lin Wein and Bernie Wrightson, the one-hour Swamp Thing drama will be written by Mark Vanderheerden, Devil, Ash vs. Evil Dead, and Gary Doberman. Greg Bernardi, The Arrow, The Flash, will write and produce the Titan series along with Akiva Goldsman, A Beautiful Mind. While DC Universe doesn't have a launch date yet, Titans is expected to premiere sometime in 2018 with Swamp Thing targeting for a 2019 release date. So I'm sure they'll get the streaming service up, and it'll be sort of like CBS's, where you pay so much
like $5.99.
$6.99.
It's got to be cheap like that, because you cannot really compete with Netflix. You really have to be really cheap at that point.
I mean, they'd have to have like whole bunch of stuff out there for it to be very expensive.
Are you supposed to be live action?
Yeah, the Swamp Thing is supposed to be live action, and the Teen Titans is live action.
Okay, you know what? I've been ridiculed once about the Swamp Thing. Is the Swamp Thing a good guy or a bad guy?
It depends on who you are. If you're fucking with his swamp, he's a bad guy. If you're trying to save his swamp, he's a good guy.
Okay. So he's kind of neutral?
He's primarily a good guy, but he's very into protecting the swamp.
Okay, so it's
as long as you're not doing stuff to mess up his swamp, Okay. He'll help people.
Because I never got to read this, and I assumed he was a bad, he's a villain or something.
No, he kind of goes both ways. It all depends. He's kind of
what suits him.
Well, it's not what suits him. It's about, he has this thing where he's trying to protect the environment.
Okay.
And if you're fucking with the environment, he gonna fuck with you.
Nice. So. Okay. So I really want, because I never followed the comic book and I never read about anything about it.
I think I got some in my stuff, because it's a pretty interesting character. And they made a couple movies about it, but the movies are kind of stupid. So.
Okay. All right, let's go to the favorite topic we've had for the past few months. It's Facebook. Facebook wants to help you find love, so please hand over more data. Okay. After that Cambridge Analytica thing, they're still at it, but they had this F8 conference that they did. So Facebook still reeling from a scandal concerning the improper sharing of tens of millions of its users' data, now wants to get even more intimately involved in your life. At the F8 developer conference on Tuesday, Mark Zuckerberg announced that the social network will soon offer dating features slated to roll out later this year. He noted that there are almost 200 million people who identify as single on Facebook. So clearly, there's something to do here. Zuckerberg seemed to acknowledge that people may have some privacy concerns about using Facebook as a dating app. Yeah, it's going to be freaky doing that. He reassured the audience that the dating features were designed with privacy and safety in mind from the beginning. According to Facebook, the forthcoming dating features are opt-in and won't exist in a standalone app, but rather in a dedicated dating page within the Facebook app that only displays your first name. If you create a dating profile, you can then browse Facebook events and groups in the dating homepage and unlock ones of your choosing. Once unlocked, other people using the dating service who have unlocked the same groups or even events will be able to see your profile and start a conversation, or vice versa.
So there's going to be a dating page for gay bear orgies, bareback?
Maybe. It's not going to be hidden anymore. Don't you think? It's for dating. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm doing air quotes dating.
Yeah.
Because I've already get hit up enough on Facebook about, hey, you want to hook up?
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's happening now. Facebook says you won't be able to see the dating profiles of your Facebook friends, which is awkward if you see the dating profile of your friends. It'll only suggest non-friend users who opted in and who fit your preferences.
But if you want to hook up with that one friend who's stepping out on his
partner, then you just message him directly because he's your friend.
Well, but you won't know that because you can't see him on the dating app, so you don't know.
You just don't go to the dating app. You just go to your friend because he's your friend.
But you don't know if he's stepping out on his partner.
Oh, okay. Well, we can always.
So it might be one of those things. He's on the sly on Facebook stepping out, and you can't see that, so you can't get in on that action. See.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so additionally, the messaging aspect of Facebook's dating feature is text only. Ah, no pictures. You cannot swap pictures. Presumably to prevent the transmission of unwanted pics or spam. There you go. See.
So no dick pics.
No dick pics. Okay, so, yeah, and not connected to either Messenger or WhatsApp. In the example slides, Zuckerberg and Chief Product Officer Chris Cox, showed during the conference. The dating profiles weren't dissimilar from those seen in other popular dating apps, displaying photos, names, ages, jobs, education history, and mutual friends. Zuckerberg said that he doesn't want this simply to be an app for hookups. Right.
Right.
Hoping instead to help build real long-term
relationships. What did Zuckerberg use it for in college?
He used it for to get girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even if his noble-sounding sentiment is earnest, it's not hard to be skeptical about pouring more intimate data into a network that has already so impressively mishandled it. When questioned about these very concerns, Zuckerberg told Wired that his top priority is making sure that we convey that we are taking these things seriously. But Facebook is also committed to releasing new products for its users. It is worth noting, however, that up until recently, most dating apps required authorization through Facebook to use. Tinder, it uses Facebook, still relies on Facebook permissions, for instance. And if your move is flirting on Instagram, Facebook collects that data too. The moral of the story may be that the forging of meaningful relationships outside the confines of Facebook's data vacuum is becoming increasingly difficult. You might just have to go outside. So the only way out of this, really, everything's going to be Facebook. You know, just especially now that the apps are now getting too smart, mining your data and everything. And it's just I don't know. It feels like it's still going to. It has that potential to misuse your data. It has that potential to do something. Somebody's gonna find something in this. Yeah. Maybe mine the data from.
Bang the bondage bed.
Mine the data from the dating app. So that's really sad. I don't know. It's something to think about. Will you use Ray?
No.
Hypothetically, if you're single, would you use it? I wouldn't use it either.
No, because I get enough weird hit-ups on Facebook as it is. Because I get people friends, hey, you want to fool around? You want to share pics? Blah, blah. I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So,
anyway. Why wouldn't you do a one-way with him? You could send me one.
No. Nah. About that kind of life,
right?
Anymore.
Anyway, tell us, guys, if you're listening to this, let us know if you are interested in using Facebook as a dating app. I'm not going to use this at all.
You're part married. Of it anyway.
Hold on. Hypothetically, I'm not. If I was single, I wouldn't even use it because it's Facebook. It's just way too ingrained to society and. I think privacy will be, again, at some point, will be breached. It will be a big issue again.
Yeah.
I just don't trust them anymore. Okay. I use it, but you may have seen me on Facebook. I only post the show, but me posting personal stuff, I may post jokes, but I don't pour out my heart into a post on Facebook.
No, there's plenty of drama queens out there that do enough of that on Facebook without you. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's right. Keeping your business to yourself.
Okay.
Just texting me or calling me about it.
That's right.
All right, let's go on to Bizarre. Will you take the first one because I want to do the last one?
Okay. Kangaroos are attacking. This is bizarre, guys, okay? Kangaroos are attacking people for taking selfies now. This is from Vice.com.
I knew it was going to happen. People are finally going to get attacked for doing selfies.
That's right.
And the kangaroos are doing it.
Tourists flock to nature parks all over Australia to get up close and personal with the country's national animal, the kangaroo. But things have taken a violent turn in the town of Lake Macquarie, about 2 hours from Sydney. Ooh, I'm near there. I was near there. Where mobs of carrot-addicted kangaroos are clashing with tourists on a daily basis. According to experts, carrots are like chocolate bars for kangaroos. There are people getting kicked and scratched at least every day, said Shane Lewis, who operates a shuttle to and from the unlikely tourists' hotspot. Outside Lake Macquarie's Morissette Hospital. According to the ABC, the travel blogs promise adorable wild kangaroos, really wild, it's outside the hospital, and that are tame enough to get close and to take photos with. But the kangaroos aren't happy when visitors dangle carrots in front of them, attempting to get the perfect selfie, despite multiple warning signs to not feed them, though. The tourists keep coming. The kangaroos see at least 2,000 tourists a week, and they don't need 2,000 carrots or bananas and bread chips and biscuits, Lewis said. He recalled the story of one woman who needed 7 stitches in her face from her eye.
17 stitches.
17 stitches in her face from her eye to her chin. Wow. And the man who had his stomach gashed open by a kangaroo after it smelled the McDonald's he had eaten before entering the site. They went
probably
to Sydney.
Like that kangaroo burger.
Maybe. It would be cannibalism. So no, they don't serve kangaroo in McDonald's.
What? Come on.
It's in the probably in the boonies or it may be in jerky form, but McDonald's there, that's kangaroo.
Right.
I don't think so. No, I doubt it.
Right.
I think I ate McDonald's there at one point. I don't see
you
any kangaroo
meat.
So anyway, so McDonald's, why would you go to Australia to eat at McDonald's.
Well, if you can't afford the trip, you might not be able to afford to eat and party while you're there, so you got to do it on a budget.
Yeah. So the park outside Morissette Hospital is advertised on the NSW National Parks and Wildlife Services website as a popular picnic area. But the service begs guests not to approach or feed the marsupials, as they were wild animals and can become aggressive. However, trip planning websites hail the conservation area as one of the best spots in NSW to get up close and personal with the animals. One review on TripAdvisor. I like TripAdvisor. It's very helpful. in 2016 says that the kangaroos are not violent and will eat the carrots directly from you if you don't act like crazy near them. Recently, attacks have gotten so bad that the local MP, Greg Piper, addressed the matter in the state parliament and posted a warning video online. Actually, he posted a video warning. Piper doesn't think tourists should be stopped from visiting the kangaroos, though, and is instead calling for the rangers and better signs in multiple languages through the park. It might be worth including that unlike feeding, say, ducks, a 6-foot-tall carrot-addicted kangaroo would have no trouble knocking you out for an easy meal. So, when is the last time you've seen a kangaroo?
On TV.
On TV? Not even the Houston Zoo?
Actually, on Facebook, because somebody was showing their jumping their little baby kangaroo in a pillowcase, so it feels like it was being in his mama's pouch.
Yeah. I did show you the video or a picture before that we had kangaroos at work.
Yeah.
We had a petting zoo, so that's the last time I actually saw a kangaroo.
You have a petting zoo.
We had a petting zoo at the parking lot. Some of the department just brought them in. I was surprised myself.
The moral of the story is: don't feed the bears, don't feed the kangaroos. They will kill you.
Well, these kangaroos were friendly. There was even a llama. There were
llamas are evil too. They'll spit at you.
Oh, okay. So, well, I didn't experience that. All right, let's go to the next one. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is my favorite. I want to talk about this. Okay. Thanos is everyone's hot space daddy, and the internet is losing their shit.
Really?
Yes. Everyone knows about Marvel's new box office hit, Infinity War. Not only is it the biggest crossover event of the fucking millennium, but it's been memed so hard that we can't tell the difference between the actual movie and the internet fandom. What brings us to Thanos? He's a sexy purple space daddy, and the entire internet wants to get Infinity fisted. Recording screech. Hold up, what did we just say? That's right, friends. You didn't possibly think that the internet wouldn't turn a Marvel movie into a daddy sex fantasy like immediately, did you? I mean, look at the man. He's built like a horse, has the jawline of a god, and have you seen those pecs? Damn, Thanos, we want to see what those Infinity Stones can do. If you weren't aboard the Thanos boat before, you're about to sail through the Infinity Gauntlet for the dream of daddydoms.
Yeah, he does look like a kind of a daddy, he's kind of a daddy bear. Maybe if he takes off all his clothes, maybe he is kind of a muscle bear.
Well, I think the way that Josh Brolin portrayed him, I think he come off as almost likable.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here are some of Tumblr memes that are out there. He's cute. He's tall. He's got gorgeous eyes and a stunning smile. I didn't say a name, but he popped in your head, didn't he? And it's a picture of Thanos all stripped down, and instead of the Infinity Gauntlet, he's got on the Infinity Jockstrap.
No.
So
that looks hot.
The next one is: now that most of y'all have seen Infinity War, can we please discuss how hot Thanos is, or is it still too early? Thanos is thick, but in a good way. Like, you might be worried at first because he's too tall and heavy, but once he sits down, you're super comfortable with your face between those smooth purple cheeks.
You know, he's probably hung too, you know.
Probably.
So, most probably.
Yeah. Is it weird I still get wet for Thanos even though he wishes to wipe half the populations with Infinity Stones?
So he's kind of a daddy bear.
Yeah. You know? The next one is me immediately becoming sexually attracted to Thanos, laughing. Oh, this is bad. This is really bad. I should have not done this.
Mm-hmm.
Thanos is a thought.
What's a thought? THOT?
THOT.
What does that mean?
Come on, Maynard. Go look it up.
I know. Tell me. Tell the audience.
Y'all can go look it up. That's what Google's for.
No.
Infinity War was amazing. I have many feelings, but mostly I have feelings for Daddy Thanos. So literally every time he said little one, I got a twitch in my lady garden. Please tell me I am not alone.
That hoe over there. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Thanos to Gamora, little one, my brain, daddy. Me, that's not where the writers wanted your brain to go with this, you absolute fuck. Mm. Number 9. Why do I want Danny Thanos to fist me with the Infinity Gauntlet?
I don't know.
Number 10. What Daddy Thanos to put the two of his thick purple fingers into my velvet pussy and fisto fuck me in the ass with his gauntlet?
She'll be dead.
So.
Yeah.
This is my favorite one so far. Thanos choking Loki. Loki whispers, harder, Daddy. Thanos is what? You'll never be a god. So,
yeah.
The hilarious thing about Avengers Infinity War that aside from the whole killing thing, Thick Daddy Thanos is kind of my type.
So, can we talk about that really quick? Or is it good? I guess at this point, everybody should have watched it if they're interested, and they'll let us know if we are spoiling it, okay?
Yeah.
So, what happened to the people around? Is that half of the population, is it dead or became non-existent?
Non-existent.
Yeah. So, but then everybody knows what happened.
Yeah. They remember them. They're just like, half the universe is gone.
This is like that. It just disappeared, yeah. But not necessarily dead.
Yeah.
So, do you think... And then when Nick Fury in the end, he was showing that
you're giving away spoilers.
I don't care. Somebody will let us know if they're listening. Okay,
yeah, it's been over a week, so y'all should have done watched it by now.
So. Yeah, okay. So when the audience will let us know if we, yeah. So anyway, so he's calling Ms. Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yeah.
Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel.
Captain Marvel. So
okay. So I read about that. You showed me the video yesterday about Captain Marvel, about what she can do. Mm-hmm. She's like a Superman version with energy, blah blah blah, and everything,
that's
combat
problems,
sense.
Yeah.
That's her power, and so they portray her as like the Superman of the Marvel universe.
Kinda.
Is she flight, strength, energy beams, whatever?
Yeah.
Because Superman can do all of those, yeah. And
in theory, she's supposed to be more powerful than Superman.
Is but she human?
Well, the powers keep changing people because it started off with one person, and the powers have moved to other people as they died or handing them off. I can't remember how it all worked, so I guess you'll have to go read the comics or catch up on.
So, Captain Marvel, is it Captain Marvel or Miss Marvel? It really
it's
is Captain Marvel,
Marvel, yeah.
Because I've been reading a comic book about Miss Marvel. She's actually an Arabian girl or a Middle Eastern girl, and she's a Muslim even, and. Somehow she had powers also. I don't know if she's a mutant or she got, but she
who
got her name.
Is it?
I'm trying to recall. I think it is Marvel.
Is it?
Marvel made it. So I was following that. Oh, it's interesting. But she could change her size. She could make her body big or one leg only big or small. She can shift her body, and then she could probably have elongated legs and walk around, and then, you know, she's a superhero too at some point. But anyway, so that's Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened to that. I haven't followed the comic book yet. And then now, here with the Marvel, they're calling out on Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So,
well, if you notice, with the big epics of the female superhero movies doing really well, they're starting to pull in all the female characters and drum
yes,
them up.
I noticed.
So it's all
that.
About money. Even though they said female-led movies will not make money, it's been proven wrong.
Yes.
Numerous times in the last 5 years. So.
Wonder Woman. And, well, yeah. Wonder
Star
Woman.
Wars.
Star Wars. And look at the characters. Oh, yeah, what are you? There are characters right now that are really strong females. All the way from, probably you can think about, all the way from Star Trek Voyager, all the way mm-hmm. to the future. Who else?
And the new Cloak and Dagger is coming out in June.
Which Cloak and Dagger?
Cloak and Dagger.
As in
TV
Marvel
show.
With the...
TV show, yeah.
The live action
version, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're coming out on Freeform. And with a strong female lead. Because Dagger's always been very strong.
So. Yeah, she's the one who's got light and darkness.
Yeah.
And Cloak was able to you know, they he could... He needs Dagger. He needs
yeah,
Dagger.
They need each other.
They need each other to survive.
So,
I remember
yeah.
that comic book, yeah.
So, and to close out the thing on Thanos, I think we got to start being honest with ourselves and admit that, yes, Big Purple Daddy Thanos is 200% bangable.
Yes, I agree. I would do him too.
Mm-hmm.
If only he wasn't the killer.
Well, you know, he's
you
a bad
mean
boy.
You like the bad
he's
guy?
He's a bad boy.
You like the bad
just
boy
because
type?
Just because he wiped out half the people in the universe. I wasn't one of them because I checked the website.
I haven't checked.
Yeah, it's probably because you're dead.
Probably I am.
So anyway, let's wrap this up, Maynard.
Yeah, thank you everyone for catching up with the show. So special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbazaar.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbazaar.com. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.